we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blue Flake Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God.
And thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blue Flake Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
People like to rock. Some people like to roll. But moving and grooving, gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. Shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to the stores, buy some orders, have a party tonight.
Now Honky Tonky Joe is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to
What better way to kick off our weekly party than the song party, huh?
That is absolutely true.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And this week, friends, party attendees, whatever you want to call yourself, you're just one of us. We are all one big happy family.
Absolutely.
It is all about the Billboard movie songs today. Now, what this is every song you hear on the show today is obviously from a movie, but it was also a Billboard Top 100 hit.
Nice.
Now, it might have been a hit in Europe, could have been in Canada, or
okay,
right here in the USA, but it was a hit somewhere on Billboard. We're also going to talk about the 10 best songs heard in movies of Elvis music.
10 unforgettable film moments.
Yes, there you go. Top grossing films, essential movie songs. I'm going to share that, and you're going to hear from co-stars today.
Oh, nice.
Talking about Elvis. Mm-hmm. What are you going to share with us?
A story about True Grit.
Uh-oh, the John Wayne movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to say any more because it'll give it away.
But there's an Elvis connection.
Yes, it's all quite right. Shocking, but not surprising.
All yeah. Right. It's all about the movies. It's all about Elvis, as always. So you guys ready to kick the party off, baby? You ready to get started?
I'm so ready, yeah.
Let's do it. Here he is.
I went to Hollywood, and I made Love Me Tender, and loving you, and loving her, loving whoever I get my hands on at the time, you know.
Baby, love me, baby. You love me, take it back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
let him go.
Hold him back. I don't want to be a tiger, this time is way too rough. I don't want to be a liar, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman, you're teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Let it be.
Oh, baby, let me be. Around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cover me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Let it be.
I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. You're a teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Let it be.
Oh, me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just want to be.
Poor man wants the oyster, the rich man wants the pearl.
But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king
of the whole wide world. A rich man wants the princess, a poor man just wants a girl.
But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king
of the whole wide world.
I wanna sing, brother, sing, cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king.
Man, the rich man wants to be a king,
but the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king
of the whole wide world.
Oh, sing, 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 brother, sing, cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king
of the whole wide world.
ScreenRant.com, baby. They are one of those lists groups that gives these lists out. And we've shared some of their things in the past.
Right.
But this is their interpretation of the 10 best Elvis films.
Okay.
Now, I'm surprised they kind of got some good ones here, but the order. Number 10, Wild in the Country. Good movie.
Yeah.
Not talked about a whole lot in the Elvis
love
world.
Love that movie, yeah.
Yeah. Number 9, The Trouble with Girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that made the list.
Wow.
Number 8, Loving You.
Okay.
Number 7, Love Me Tender.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Blue Hawaii.
Okay.
Number 5, G.I. Blues.
Hmm.
They say number 4 is Flaming Star.
Okay.
Number 3, Jailhouse Rock. That usually makes it
yeah,
to the top 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 2, King Creole.
Okay, yeah.
That's always number 1
that's
on mostly
top.
Anybody's list.
Yep.
But here is the title cut from what they say is the best Elvis movie.
Hmm.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with no despair. So
viva Las Vegas, viva.
That there were more than the 24 hours in the day. If people lived there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a new steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing and all those hopes down the drain. Fever Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it costs me my very last dime, if I wind up broke the will, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot the seven with every shot.
Viva Las Vegas.
preaching at me, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and speeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed, I'm already in the wine, he said, wishing he was dead, but he ought to be heading for a Sunday school. Clean up your own backyard. Everybody how they ought to be. Come closing time most every night, lots of time and not for the lights, and he ducks out of sight and he cheats on his wife with his employee.
There you go, from The Trouble with Girls and How to Get Into It. That's the complete title.
Absolutely. That's a great song, but I never understood the movie that much.
That was actually number 35 on the charts.
Yeah.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Great song. Mm-hmm. You know, Elvis made several movies, as we know, and he had so many great co-stars in those movies, like Mary Tyler Moore, great actress,
mm-hmm.
Burgess Meredith, Vic Morrow, different people that, well-established actors. And they all had good things to say about him, but I don't think it gets any bigger than Walter Matthau.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here he is.
I was playing Maxie Fields, the gangster.
What was your impressions of Elvis?
Well, actually, he was a very modest kid, or at least he behaved that way with me, and very polite. The first thing he said to me was, Mr. Matthau, he said, if you could help me out with this acting, I sure would appreciate it. And I said, Elvis, I've seen you act. You don't need any help from me.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack. I never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders, no kind of man. I'm only made out flesh, blood, and bone. But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try it all alone. Oh, don't know you mess around with me.
We'll return just as fast as you can say Bonzo.
Hey, Fred, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Bonnie, I got three big words for you.
Crowd your clothes, spin your wheels, then you're gonna know how it feels to spin out, yeah. Spin out. Better watch those curves, never let her steer. If she can shake your nerves, boy, she can strip your gears. She'll get your heart going fast, then she'll let you run out of gas.
so spread out. Spread out. Before. To flag you down, that's a goal. Scoot before you lose control. Let's spread out. Spread out. The road to love is full of danger signs. Too many guys were lost who crossed those double lines. Don't you know she's out to prove she can really score. Never saw Price move like that before. To flag you down, that's a goal. Scoot before you lose control. Let's spread out. Hey, 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 hey. Let's spread out. Let me hear you spread out.
What you call groovy, funky 60s Elvis right there.
Right, right.
Spin
yep,
out.
Exactly.
Every time we do the funky, groovy shows, that's like one of the highlighted songs.
I love that song, too.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
You know, we talk about the movie songs all the time. You got your critics out there, what happened to Heartbreak Hotel? But they were fun. They were groovy, as we just played. And, yeah, and we love them. And everybody listening out there to Blue Suede Connection,
mm-hmm,
you know, they sure know what we're talking about because they're one of us.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
All right. That being said, why don't you teach us something? Tell us something. Learn us something about Elvis that we don't know.
Okay, well, I found an article called 10 Unforgettable Elvis Film Moments, and I was kind of looking through it,
mm-hmm,
and I agree with a lot, just about everything that was said in here. However, it's kind of funny as I was reading through it how...
I can hear some hesitation there.
I remembered other scenes... other than the ones they're picking on that I thought were better, per se.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to start with the first one they mentioned. And it's not in order of which one they think is better. It's just 1 through 10. So in Loving You,
yes,
they talk about the Mean Woman Blues scene.
That's what came to my mind right away.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking when you're doing this, what's coming to my mind.
Yes, okay. So this one is the one that I definitely...
Hey, you, Sideburns.
Yes, yeah, that one is the... I agree with that one. Jailhouse Rock, they go to the
Don't tell me. I'm going to guess that comes to mind on that one. The title song, the dance sequence.
No. They actually say that the interaction between Vince and Peggy, where he says, you ain't going to hate me.
Oh,
I ain't going to let you hate me.
You.
Where he embarrasses her in
all
front
right
of him. That is the one that I thought of, too.
Okay.
Because the dance sequences are good, of course.
Yes.
And Baby, I Don't Care is like my favorite, even over Jailhouse Rock. But anyway, number 3, King Creole. So what do you think of that one?
I tried to go to school.
That's what I thought of, too.
Right.
His argument with his father.
Yes.
And then he's like, sometimes you can't turn your cheek or whatever.
Not enough to duck. You got to swing back.
You got to swing back.
Yeah.
They say it was the first meeting with Walter Matthau. Their first time to have conflict, which is a great scene. Number one, because it's Walter Matthau. And he's harassing him. And so, you know, it makes me want to go back and watch that movie again. Because I don't remember it verbatim. And that's not the scene I remember.
It's available in 4K now.
King Creole.
One of the few 4K Elvis movies. Yes. There you go.
That is awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So another one, Flaming Star. What do you think about that one?
The scene when him and his brother get into a fight, maybe. Or
I think and this is the one they mentioned, the one where his mother dies, his Kiowa mother dies,
right,
and he
right
has that big lecture around the table. He's telling them he's leaving,
and Elvis
has got all that real grit and emotion. He's
so
angry.
Yeah.
He did a great job. That was a great acting part. Fun in Acapulco.
The cliff dive, I guess. I don't know.
Actually, they are naming...
The cliff diving, when he dives down and he comes out and his hair looks perfect.
Perfect.
Yes.
I know, right? We laugh about that one. So they're saying the Bossa Nova baby dance scene.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and they're claiming that is the best dance moves of the decade, which it was filmed in 1963.
Right.
Ah, I guess so.
He does have rubber legs in that.
Yes,
he really
yes,
does.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know that I would have picked that movie, but anyway, Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, boy, that's tough. The biggest scene that I think, the end when he sings Viva Las Vegas is she sings her song.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's saying the Come On Everybody Dance with Anne.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that,
that
one.
And
yeah.
That's true. That it shows both their talents. Yeah. It shows how well they are together.
Yeah.
There's chemistry. Yeah, it's a nice scene.
What I Say also works in that
scene. Yeah, yeah. And I like the scene where he's on the piano.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The soft scene.
Today, that's tomorrow, and forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so number 7, they said The Trouble with Girls. What do you think is in that one?
Back porch preacher preaching at me.
You're right. But, you know, they name that because of the quirky camera work, which actually annoys me
when
I watch it. It's upset. And I know you're supposed to be following the girl as she's flipping her hands and going upside down, but it's annoying. I'm like, stop doing that. Okay.
Right.
And I know everybody's following along and you're thinking about your own stuff here.
Yeah.
So number 8, change of habit. What do you think with that one, everybody?
Let's try Michelle. You know,
yeah, that's a good one.
I love seeing there when he's telling her, you know, let's try to make this work.
So they're saying the opening Rubbernecking Jam session, it's awesome, but it's really
The thing is, the music's so overwhelming in his movies that you tend to go there right away and you forget about those great scenes.
Yeah, no, I love the scene
Amanda.
Where... Oh, that's an awesome scene.
Love.
Love you. Yeah. And I love the scene where he's playing the piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing the piano, then he tries to teach her how to play guitar for Mary Tyler Moore. That's a very sweet scene.
See, these are great scenes that shows his acting abilities.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
More than just the singing talent.
Yeah.
Now, the last two, they're not movies. They're the documentaries.
Okay.
So, but a lot of people tend to throw those in there. So, number 9, That's the Way It Is.
Poke Salad.
Yeah, Poke Salad. He claims the intro, which is pretty cool. It's pretty artistic.
Yeah.
With the Mystery Train Tiger Man and the flashing with the strobe lights
or
and the Elvis
minds,
flashing. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parts in that one. What about Elvis on Tour? Now, this one, I did really agree with him, even though I wouldn't have picked these two as movies, but anyway.
Trilogy.
Elvis on Tour?
No, Trilogy. That's Trilogy.
Think about a personal moment in Elvis on Tour where you just kind of go,
Hot
oh, wow.
Hot Time in Florida.
Yeah, that is funny.
In the back of the limo.
The other one I like, though, is when he gets in the limo and there's a quiet sequence. They're starting to pull back.
Rain
to the,
and I,
and, he, and they start to go to his past and he puts his thumb up.
Oh, yeah.
And Elvis looks like he's thinking.
Yeah.
And for like a split second, you kind of get... a look at Elvis the man.
That's good. Yeah,
okay. They caught that moment on camera. Is amazing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty good list. I won't debate that too much.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he did a movie called Frankie and Johnny, and one of his co-stars was Harry Morgan from MASH. Harry Morgan.
Right. Yeah.
Here he is.
Well, he couldn't have been nicer. He called me Mr. Morgan. I said, call me Harry. Well, for about a week, he didn't call me anything. You know, I mean, he talked to me, but he didn't. Then he went back to calling me Mr. Morgan. I never met a more polite kid in my life. Couldn't have been nicer. But Elvis was very pleasant to work. Couldn't have been nicer.
You give your hand to me, and then you signal, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Fred and shine,
I let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. When I walk through that door, you gonna wake me so. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice, but read me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease, so if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be, open his eyes, but read me nice. Make me feel at home, if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. Why do you want to be your slave? I'll pay for your task on me too. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Are you nice? Make me feel at home, if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my head. No, I'll be your slave. I'll pay for your ask of me too. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Dream me nice. Dream me nice. Every dawn of my loving, dream me nice.
TL, how can people chat with us, talk to us, learn about us? How can they do that?
Facebook, Blue Sway Connection, in Facebook page. There's tons of ways. Instagram, all of our social media, and the website.
And X, definitely come to X.
X, yeah, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, lots happening over there.
Yeah.
And the webpage we're getting to talk about.
BlueswayConnection.com, yeah.
We're easy to find.
Yeah, baby. They know how to get down with their bad selves. Play that funky music, Dan and TL. Rock and roll.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began.
Oh, yeah.
And the gentle world, oh, yeah. A hard-headed woman and a thorn in the side, oh, man. Oh, Adam told Eve, listen, yeah, to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree.
Oh, yeah.
And the gentle world, oh, yeah. I keep you cutting and picking fingers out my curly hair.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the world of the end. A heartache woman that is on in the side of man. I heard about a king who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the world of the end. A heartache woman that is on in the side of man. I hit it like a rock. If you ever win, nobody'd cry around the clock. I hope you.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the world began.
a Blue Suede Connection. We'll be right back.
Aliens believe in the power of prayer. What if God find the answer? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars...
or vacationing in Venus...
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
It's always fun when we're watching a movie and mm-hmm. suddenly an Elvis song pops up.
Right, yeah.
And we're like, oh, listen, they're playing Elvis, you know.
Exactly.
So MovieWeb.com put out a list. They say the 10 best Elvis songs you've heard in movies.
Oh, I know what that's going to be.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch more they could have come up with. Number 10, The Conjuring 2 from 2016.
Mm.
Can't Help Falling in Love.
I love The Conjuring.
Yes, don't we all?
We love to get scared.
Ocean's 11 from 2001. That kicked off the remix, A Little Less Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a movie called Boss Baby from 2017. They played Viva Las Vegas in that. Number 7, The Long Kiss Goodnight from 1996. Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Oh.
Now, I'm not familiar with the movie Wild from 2014, but...
oh, yeah, I know that one.
How's the World Treating You? I never knew that.
And the book, anyway, I know the book.
Blade Runner 2049 from 2017, Suspicious Minds.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember Forrest Gump, Hound Dog. Or Forrest actually taught Elvis how to dance
right.
Hound Dog.
Right.
All right. Spinal Tap from 1984, Heartbreak Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The Outsiders from 1983, Mystery Train.
Oh, yeah.
And Blues Brothers, this is not Elvis singing it, but the entire cast sings Jailhouse Rock from 1980. So they're memorable
right.
movie moments that where Elvis's music appeared in film. Do you
nice.
Like, do you like that list? Is that okay?
I love it, yeah.
All
pretty
right,
good.
Okay.
This story has no moral. This story has no end. This story only goes to show
that there ain't no good in men. They'll do you wrong. Yes, they'll do you wrong.
Jackie and me, we are lost. Oh, Lordy, how we can love. Swore to be true to each other, just as true as stars above. Frankie, I'm your man. I never do you wrong. Was a winner when a new gal caught my eye. But I couldn't two-time Frankie for that chick named Nellie Bly. I'm Frankie's man. I wouldn't do her wrong. Baby, leave me here to gamble. I'll be home before dawn. Don't wait up for me, honey, and don't you worry while I'm gone.
Sonny, you're my man, now don't you do me wrong.
Johnny, he wasn't too lucky. He was a loser that night. So he tried to change his luck with the gal who wasn't right.
He's Frankie's man, but he's doing her wrong.
You where the cold wind blows from the hottest corner of hell.
Johnny, you're my man, but you're doing me wrong.
pick up the tempo just a little bit, man.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Billy Sway Connection.
Well, I've got a gal, she's as cute as she can be. She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant with me. We kiss,
all night.
I squeeze her tight. But we're kissing cousins, that's what makes it alright. Oh, I've got a gal and she told me how to live. She can give a lot and she's got a lot to give. We kiss all night. I squeeze her tight. But we're kissing cousins, that's what makes it alright. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe. Because we're children of Adam and Eve. I got a gal and she wants a lot of love. That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of. We'll kiss all night. I'll squeeze her tight. And we'll be kissing cousins, and that'll make it alright. Alright. We'll be kissing cousins, that'll make it alright. Alright. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe. Cause we're all children.
Believe it or not, that went to number 12 on the Billboard chart.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard that before.
It was a very successful song. Yeah. Uh-huh. Successful soundtrack.
That would be a surprise to most people to know.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. If you enjoyed hour number one, you're really going to enjoy hour number two.
Mm-hmm.
So many great movie, I can say this, movie hits.
Mm-hmm.
Here on Blue Suede Connection today. We're doing the top 100 Billboard movie songs. All of the songs you hear were a top Billboard hit. I love it. Also on the show today, we're going to talk about the top grossing films and essential movie songs. And TL, in just a little while, is going to share a story that involves the Duke, John Wayne, and Elvis Presley. I'm curious to hear this one. It's going to be a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course it is. All right, here's one from Live a Little, Love a Little. It was done as a remix, but this is the original. A Little Less Conversation.
Conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. And close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music and dig through the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And it'll satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl, it's getting late, you just didn't wait around. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mind and open up your heart, so baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby.
Anyway, I went into the Army in 1958. I got drafted. I went to the Army for 2 years. I came out in 1960. Then I made some movies, you know, G.I. Blues and Blue Hawaii and several pictures that did very well for me. Thank you.
Night and you and blue.
This magic night of mine.
this with you. Come with me while the moon is on the sea. So are we, so are we. Our dreams come true in blue Hawaii. And mine could all come true this magic night of nights with you.
Cool, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because you made the connection. The Blue Suede Connection. Rock and roll, baby.
Stop, look, and listen, baby. That's my philosophy. It's called
out the first four films, you
right.
know, everybody says the first four films were his best acting.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, and we went to the Army, then when we come out, we talked about all the movies after the Army. Which would you say, now, do you have an opinion in the 60s films? What
oh,
two do
wow.
you think were the best acting he did in the 60s?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I loved Wild in the Country.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great job mm-hmm. acting in that.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great comedy in Tickle Me, which I
right,
thought was hilarious.
Right. I thought his comedy was better than that yet in Follow That Dream.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
I've said
yeah.
before, the character he plays in Follow That Dream is a cross between Gomer Pyle
yeah.
and Andy Sheriff Andy Taylor.
Yeah, that's true.
He's both of them. He's wise,
uh-huh.
and he makes sense, but yet he's goofy at the same time. You know,
right,
if that makes
right.
sense.
Right, yeah, it does make sense.
But there were
awesome.
A lot of highlighted 60s films, like, and we talked about Change of Habit.
Yeah, that was a great
I think he did
too.
A good job
yeah.
in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Wild in the Country, as you mentioned, I think he did decent acting in Kid Galahad as well.
Oh, I love Kid Galahad's
yeah.
one of my favorites. Especially you see Elvis in the Rock because his hair
yes.
is not dyed.
Right, right.
It's his natural hair color.
And
yeah.
then, of course, we have the fluffy, fun movies. I have no quarrels, maybe Harum Scarum.
Mm, yeah.
That's probably, I
yeah,
think, my least
favorite.
That might
be the most odd.
Really,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
But a lot of the movies in the 60s, he still did a good job. And
mm-hmm.
and again, I've mentioned it before, if you put other actors in those roles, the movies would have just been bland.
Yeah,
but
he
because,
was the reason
yes.
why any
yeah.
of those, because the scripts were so bad. If
Absolutely.
He hadn't have been such
yeah.
a bright star,
right.
they would have flopped.
Well, in hour number one, we played Walter Matthau talking about him, saying mm-hmm. he recognized that Elvis had acting talent. Now, we've played Martin Sheen in the past talking about Elvis's music and how it affected him.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't heard him say a whole lot about Elvis's acting.
Oh, okay.
So here's Martin Sheen talking about Elvis the actor.
Mm.
But Elvis was a movie star. He wasn't like a singer who did movies. He became a movie star. The unfortunate part about it is that he was not, and I'm not making this up, I mean, he expressed a disappointment that he was not groomed to be an actor more. He loved James Dean, too. He was very influenced by James Dean, and he really wanted to be a serious actor. But he was not managed well at the time, and so there was no serious attempt to get him on that another level, acting-wise, so that he could do films with the people he admired the most, you know, that were so powerful then, Marlon Brando and Monty Cliff and all those wonderful actors that were doing movies in those days. He wanted to work with those people, but they had another image of him, and so he never grew as an actor. That's unfortunate, because that's really what he wanted to do.
Baby, I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa nova, bossa nova. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova. Baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. Hey, if you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa.
After this quick message.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Now back to the music.
Just one.
from Jailhouse Rock. You are so square, mm-hmm. baby, I don't care. You said you prefer that segment over the Jailhouse Rock one, huh?
I do, actually. Yeah, mm-hmm. The scene is very organic and almost appears natural. And the other one being choreographed, I know it was like the first choreographed. And that's great, but it just was never my thing. I like natural, organic.
I like them both, but I love Jailhouse Rock. I think it's a great... I think when you pick a 50s classic, just the definition of a rock and roll classic...
Right.
I think in Elvis's world, Jailhouse Rock to me is the one. Okay, now on to John Wayne. I know that those two met. I know that Elvis admired the Duke very much and desired to work with him, but it never got to happen.
Yeah, so John Wayne actually thought Elvis was a nice young man and had been watching him for years.
Mm-hmm.
In 1969, Mr. Wayne was 62 years old and he was getting ready to star in one of his last box office successes called True Grit.
Great movie.
Yeah, very good movie where the Duke plays Rooster Cogburn, that one-eyed United States Marshal, I guess, who's going to help a 14-year-old girl track down a drunk who killed her father.
Right.
And he does this with help of a Texas Ranger, and that part initially was set for Elvis.
Man, that would have been great.
Yeah. Now, you know who did that part, ended up doing it.
Glenn
Do you remember
Campbell.
Glenn Campbell did?
Right.
So in the late 60s, you know, Elvis was done with that, and he was headed to Vegas, and now he was on to new things. But you know how you and I always watch the Memphis Mafia kid on YouTube, which is Danny Smith, Billy Smith's son's YouTube channel? Apparently, they did some kind of video information about this that Billy had said that, in fact, the Duke had asked Elvis a couple times.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And why did the King not take the offer? Well, in the end, it goes right back to the same problem with Barbra Streisand.
Oh, does it begin with the C?
Yes. The Colonel pushed it too far by demanding. Now, this is just crazy to me. This is John Wayne. And the Colonel demanded that Elvis should receive top billing above Wayne.
Right.
That's if he was to play the Texan in True Grit. You know, that was never going to work.
No.
And Wayne was already a huge star. But the sad thing is Glenn Campbell was the musician that ended up taking that role. He ended up being nominated for a Golden Globe.
Right.
If that wasn't enough, the Duke himself won the Golden Globe and his first only Oscar for the best actor category of Rooster Cogburn. So, wow, you know, that movie was such a hit. Elvis would have loved to have been part of it. The Duke was known to say, if I'd have known that all I had to do was put an eye patch on to win an Oscar, I'd have done it 35 years ago.
Gotta love the Duke.
Yeah. And,
what a shame. You know, Colonel Parker.
I know.
I'll be quiet because some people like him, but I'll be quiet.
Bad choices.
Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back.
So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such song.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. Return to sender,
of dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby, but when it does, your heart will know. You're gonna be a beautiful woman, because you're such a beautiful child. And when you start to bloom, just like a rose in June, I bet the schoolboys all go wild. But right now, your time hasn't come yet, baby, you got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby, when it does, your heart will know. Your life's still a lollipop heaven, with teddy bears at the foot of your bed. The little boy next door who only makes you sore is gonna someday turn your head. But right now, your time hasn't come yet, baby, you got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby, when it does, your heart will know. You're gonna grow overnight into a lady with a devastating smile. And then a lucky guy will see you and wanna walk you down the aisle. But meanwhile, your time hasn't come yet, baby, you got a few dreams to go. Your time hasn't come yet, baby, when it does, your heart will know. When it does, your heart will know. When it does, your heart will know.
Number 11 on the charts.
Love that song.
One Broken
One
Heart
of my
for
favorites.
Sale
yeah.
From It Happened at the World's Fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. Highest grossing films in Elvis's lifetime.
Yeah.
Now, this is when Elvis was alive.
Okay.
Since then, these movies have all made 10 times more.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But when Elvis was still on this planet,
mm-hmm.
Speedway, 1968, made $2 million when it came out, which back then
nice.
Was a huge success. Girls, Girls, Girls from 1962, $2.6 million.
All right. Uh-huh.
Kissing Cousins from 1964, $3
million. Right.
Girl Happy from 1965, $3.25 million.
Mm-hmm.
Jailhouse Rock from 1957, $4
million. Right.
Blue Hawaii, 1961, $4.2 million. G.I. Mm-hmm. Blues from 1960, $4.5 million. Love Me Tender from 1956, $4.4 million. And his highest grossing film while he was alive was Viva Las Vegas from 1964. It made $9.4 million.
Wow.
Back in the day, that
I
was
know.
A bundle.
I wonder what that was. Probably 10 times or
yeah.
20 times that
yeah,
for today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was a box office hit all the
mm-hmm.
way around.
It's a long, lonely highway when you're traveling. Just keep
just keep moving.
I don't have a
Städtelein-Haus, Städtelein-Haus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Muss ich denn zum Städtelein-Haus, Städtelein-Haus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine, it was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, sei mir wie du wirklich sollst, wie du wirklich sollst, cause I don't have a word.
Now would be a good time to check your propane tank, because the Blue Suede Connection will be right back after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Bullwinkle J. Moose here. The only thing cooler than a flying squirrel is Blue Suede Connection.
You did earlier, the essential moments in movies.
Right.
I guess in Speedway, that might probably be the one that would come to my mind.
When he's, right.
When he's got the little globe thing in his helmet in front of him and doing his little
thing.
And they
that's
get him
a
to
good,
get
good scene. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very colorful movie.
It is.
If you watch that, especially if you watch it in like HD, Like, if you go to YouTube, you can watch it over there, the scenes. Mm-hmm. It's very bright, rich colors.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they were doing back then. They created that
the
stuff.
The 60s but, yeah. stuff, yeah, definitely.
Well, VintageRockMagazine.com, top 10 essential Elvis movie songs. This is their list, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
But they say number 10, Love Me Tender from 1956 is an essential movie song.
Okay, yeah.
Number 9, we played this one, Clean Up Your Own Backyard from 1969.
Totally.
The Trouble with Girls. Number 8, TL mentioned this was her favorite from Jailhouse Rock, Baby I Don't Care from 1957. Mm-hmm. Got a Lot of Living to Do from Loving You, 1957.
Love that one, yeah.
They say an essential song is King of the Whole Wide World from Kid Galahad from 1961.
Yes, yes, yes.
A Hard-Headed Woman from 1958, King Creole.
Mm-hmm.
They say the title cut from King Creole is an essential song from 1958.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number 3, they have Mean Woman Blues from 1957 from Loving You.
Mm-hmm.
Good song, and Can't Help Falling in Love. Who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
Big song, one of his biggest movie songs from 1961, Blue Hawaii.
Blue Hawaii, yeah.
And they say Jailhouse Rock is the essential Elvis song of all.
They always pick that.
You knew that was coming, didn't
you? Yeah.
No more do I see the starlight caress your hair. No more feel the tender kisses we used to share. I close my eyes and clearly my heart remembers. A thousand goodbyes could never put out the embers. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my arms. We belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again, then let us part no more. No more do I feel the touch of your hand. In your dark eyes shine. Oh, how I wish I never had caused you sorrow. But don't ever say for us there is no tomorrow. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew. Please come back to my arms. We belong together. Come to me. Let's be sweethearts again. And then let us part no more. Every time you look at me, I'm as hapless as can be. I've become a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. If you really love me, darling, please be kind. I offer you the truest love that you will ever find. Take my heart and please be fair. Handle it with loving care. For I'm just a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. All you do is touch my hand, and your wish is my command.
I become a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. If you really love me, darling, please be kind. I offer you the truest love that you will ever find. Take my heart and please be fair. Handle it with loving care. For I'm just a puppet on a string. You can do most anything with me. If you really love me, darling, please be kind. I offer you the truest love that you will ever find. Take my heart and please be fair. Handle it with loving care. For I'm just a puppet on a string, and you can do most anything with me. You can do most anything with me.
She moves her hips up to her fingertips. I feel I'm heaven bound. And when she starts to sway, I've got to say, she really moves the grass around. Rock, a hula baby, rock, a hula baby, got a hula loop from Honolulu. That rock a hula baby of mine. Although I love to kiss my little hula miss, I never get the chance. I want to hold her tight all through the night, but all she wants to do is dance. Rock, a hula baby, rock. A hula baby got a hula loop from Honolulu. That rock a hula baby of mine.
Yes, I'll be true to you. in my way.
Isn't that a pretty song?
I love that song. It's gorgeous. Yeah,
from Wild in the Country. That actually wasn't a Billboard Top 100.
It's just so pretty.
But yeah, it was a cool song. So we got an extra minute here before we have to say goodbye. So I said I'll throw that on just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
Any closing words for our friends before we officially sign off today on Blue Sway Connection?
Well, today Dan asked me to be philosophical. So here you go. Confucius say,
oh my,
don't allow kitty cats into a recording studio.
Very true. I won't disagree with that.
We have been opening this door and closing this door all 2 hours, meowing, yes, trying to get them to calm down before the microphones come back on.
There's not just one of them, folks. There's not just two of them. Yep. There is three of them.
Yes, and they're in and out, in and out, in and out, and they don't
Larry
care.
And Curly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got to do it, folks. But you know what we're going to do? I'm going to say it in a minute, and TL's going to say it with me.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you guys every week for joining us here on Blue Sway Connection.
Absolutely.
It's not a party without you.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Here's a little gem from Girls, Girls, Girls.
Do you come from? Tell me who you are. Do you come from another world or from some distant star? Where do are you what you seem? Are you real? Are you standing there? Or is it just a dream? Tell me more about yourself. Do you feel the way I feel? Are you just a vision? Are you really real? Where do you come from? Angel, won't you say? Tell me all that there is to know, and tell me that you'll stay.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Sway Connection.